like Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic horizon, lift high the sea.
It's a great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Farker?
No. No. What? No, 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 Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, Greg?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're all thonged up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7 WJFK, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3. I'm your host, Art Ninja, here, the legendary Joe Art Ninja, with you on this fine and gray Monday afternoon. Now, let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. Is Mike jealous of Don and Rob? Well, let's find out. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
I'm still in recovery.
You're in recovery from what?
My weekend.
From your weekend. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I don't need any time. Nothing horrible happened.
I'm just saying I'm in recovery from my weekend. I'm downloading from my weekend.
Okay. Well, I knew you were up in the office.
You did? How did you know that?
About the thing with the TV show where you mimicked a conversation.
Oh, yeah. Like my paranoia?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the extreme paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
And, which is just part of
Well, you should know, though, that you should know. In all honesty, that bubbles every day just below the surface. I just don't show you it very often.
You must be joshing.
It's always right there, especially on that subject. You should know that after all these years. You should know that my jealousy of you and Rob is just beneath the surface. And when you commiserate about a show that I recommended that you both didn't think was what I thought it was, you know, it hurts my feelings. It really does.
But it wasn't presented to you in that way.
Not at all. But I know. But see, I know what you know.
All right, let me.
I know how you guys will probably talk.
Okay, here's
the deal. He thought it was going to be so funny. It really wasn't funny.
No, we didn't. Here's the deal. Mike said to us off the air last week, watch this show for reasons to remain unsaid.
Mm-hmm.
You'll laugh. So I turned it on yesterday, and I believe I left you. Did you check your messages at home?
I got your message over the weekend where you were. I think you called me during the show.
Right, and I said I've got it on. Is this the guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll see you later. Bye. And then later.
Well, you immediately cleared it up for me when you said it wasn't the two hosts, and I thought they were the permanent hosts. Yeah, the guy's name is Peter Barth, and Peter Goober, I think, and they're very funny guys.
So I was talking to Rob later in the day, and I said, oh, hey, did you watch that Mike show? And he said, yeah, I watched it, and I don't know. And I said, Rob, isn't that what was it? And that was the end of the conversation.
Pretty
yeah.
Much, yeah.
That was it. And I asked Rob if he thought that the guy looked like Robin Williams, like I left on your message.
I think one of the guys does look like Robin Williams.
Anyway, whatever, that's the extent of it from my end, is that I watch a show, I mention something to Rob, I left Mike a message mm-hmm. about it, so I come in and the topic comes up somehow,
mm-hmm.
and Mike says, oh, I know, you hated it. You and Rob hated it. You were on the phone with each other, like one of the 50 times a day, and I'm not exaggerating, am I?
You're downplaying it.
Mike says, one of the 50 times a day you're on the phone with each other. Hey, did you watch that show that he tried to show us? Oh, it wasn't funny. No, he's not funny. No, he doesn't get jokes like we get jokes. Yeah, man.
It's pretty nice. Then you exaggerated at the end a little bit, but by and large, that's exactly what I was saying.
And I said to Mike, really? I'm not busting you balls. Nothing could be farther from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing could be further. It was never going to be brought up on the air.
I know. I understand that.
I mean, I had no I had no thoughts. It's not in my notes here to
mention. When I enter areas that I just shouldn't bother with, I shouldn't. I mean, like recommendations of TV, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It only works with two guys on this show.
I understand.
And you know what? I have my very wonderful job and my place, and I know it, and I'm secure in it. And it's just sometimes when I try to do the things, I was really, I messed with it, and I was very disappointed. You know, and then the fact that you were talking about it with, your TV buddy.
I talked about it with my wife too.
Yeah. Well, you know, the same thing. And it was just I just could picture it just going, because it wasn't the two, if it was the two hosts that said.
It wasn't, the conversation was not held at the absolute level that you think it was held at, with the importance that you are strapping to it.
Well, that's probably the download from the weekend, because I'm very downloadable right now, after that. That's probably why. But I like doing that. Do you understand that it's fun to do that to you once in a while? Do you understand?
Sure.
Makes me feel good, and it's not really that serious, and it's not that big a deal. But it's fun to just sort of say that, because it does float around in my mind somewhere, how many years have I been jealous of your little relationship with Rob?
But now, and now, hold on.
Not to the extent where it paralyzes my relationship with either one of you individually, but I've always, felt that way. I've always, just always been like kind of outside on that this
it was just
little
so
world.
Weird
you
when you boiled my rabbit. That was the only thing I didn't like. But
well, you know what?
Fine.
You left it in the yard.
I know.
I couldn't help it.
My bad.
but Mike. Rob is my best buddy, but I went out to dinner on Friday night with Buzz and Marsha.
Right. I don't want to socialize. I like to think that you and I kick our relationship into overdrive during crunch time. That's when you and I get stuff done. When it's crunch time, when it's the most important time.
I've never had a problem.
Right. I was just complimenting you. I was complimenting our relationship.
Yeah.
You were on some different plane where you were in a defensive crouch. And you said, I just complimented you. You said, I think our relationship is the best when it's really crunch time. And you say, I've never had a problem.
Here's what I mean.
Explain that to me.
Here's exactly what I mean by that. We're fine. We've always been fine. You and I do things
You're fine with this.
The way that we do them. And you're not fine with it?
Not always. No. I mean, there are moments that I wouldn't change anything. I just like to give you a hard time about it. I like to give you a hard time about, you've got to, would it be safe to say?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Outside of when we're dealing with something extraordinarily important, that you communicate frequently with Rob and with Charlie, right? But you don't communicate frequently with me, right?
Yeah, or Buzz.
Or Buzz. So, right. I mean, that's fine with me. It's just, but it's a truism. It's a truism, and I know you're fine with that. You have no problem with that. But sometimes it's always a little pang.
Well, if you want to really take it down to this.
But I don't want to be connected. Let me just say it again, because I've been down that road
I'll
before.
I'll take it down to a teenage level.
Yes.
When you get down to just you and I.
Yeah.
Who calls each other?
Ooh.
And that would have to be like, I'd have to win that one 98% of the time.
Yep.
Who calls the other guy when it's not work-related, when it's just, hey, did you see this?
See, you go into an area like this and you get hurt.
Did you hear this? Or even, I give you the stuff when I say, hey, guess what? I heard so-and-so over at
right.
so-and-so is going to be fired this week.
Yep. It's
and
all
hey,
you.
And hey, hold on a second. Hold on.
No, now he's writing something down.
Okay.
A reminder, apparently.
What?
Right there.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That one was for your eyes only.
I appreciate that. And there's a lot that's for my eyes only, and I'm fine with that. And I was just having fun, as I am right now.
All right.
I'm sorry. And it's because you think it's because of my weekend, because I was around my family?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're an enigma. You truly are an enigma.
I like it that way.
Come in.
I do truly like it that way.
Not really sure what to expect. and you were fine with the fact that, okay, I'll give you a backhanded compliment here.
Thank you.
We were chatting up in the office, chatting about football. We were doing a men do on Monday, talking about football, talking about why one team stinks, another team's doing well. And I looked at my watch and I said, JFC, it is 5 till.
Right.
I went, S, we're late. We got to go. And Mike said, What's the problem? Shows in 5 minutes.
That's right.
Well, you know, and again, not woe is me, but it's just my lot in life. I got to get over here and set all this stuff up. And as we were coming down the stairs, Mike said, say, wouldn't you want to run?
I have it. I must be in a still be in a weird little mood.
The weekend.
I think really I'm still in a weird mood from everything. I think I'm still downloading after last week. Mm-hmm. Just such a wonderful, crazy week last week was. Yeah.
So,
yes,
this movie with Jack Black.
Yes, I interrupted. Yes,
School of Rock.
Okay.
You ended up like you said you didn't think you were going to like it at
all.
We
got a break. We do. If we hit this break, we'll do great later. If we hit this break,
that's terrific.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
Mike, get over it, you big baby. You got a couple friends don't like a TV show you recommended. You know, I've been where you've been. Get it together, my man, Mike.
Now, when you say you've been where I've been, what do you mean by that?
You want to talk about it? I've been divorced.
Not particularly. Thank you for calling, though. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Can I just ask everybody calling to take a time out?
Mm-hmm.
Take a time out.
Is there a lot of people getting ready to give it to me here now?
Just a couple.
No, you know, bring them on. I mean, I'm in the mood. I'm really in the mood for it. I'm fine. I wasn't in the mood for it at all Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hard for me to deal with.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi. I was wondering who and why probably took Mike's balls this weekend.
Now what is the problem, sir? What are you saying? What's your point?
No, you just sound overly sensitive, and you're usually not like that.
I know, and I, you know what, and I think I am overly sensitive, and I think it's a variety of reasons. And you know what? I will snap right back out of it. I will find my balls
in a couple of days, and everything will be all right.
Yeah, spiraling would be the word I would use, but I think it's fine. I think it's fine. It's really, if I explain what it is, it's stupid, and I'm embarrassed by it. And the fact is, it's the same thing it's the same reason I was bummed on Friday.
There's no need to be embarrassed. You just need to tell everybody your true feelings.
Don't say the Red Sox.
Okay, I won't.
Wow. Oh, Rob?
Yeah?
There you go.
Don't say it's the Red Sox.
Yeah, that's all I did. I went home for the weekend. I went back to New England for the weekend. So that's all talked about.
Then come on, this guy is right. Grow a set.
Yeah.
If really that's what all of this is about.
Oh, thank you.
If really that's what...
You know, now, ladies, let me explain what's happening right now. Rob and Don are working me. They're passing notes between, as Don says, grow a set.
And this is really making you feel bad, isn't it?
I wrote Rob a note.
I'm ready to cry right now.
I wrote Rob a note that said, Rob, I'll call you tonight, D. And then he wrote me a note that says, great, hugs, R.
they have a click.
We're like,
they do have a click. Yes, they do. I can deal with that.
Who has a click? People like you and their jaws?
No, he meant you and Rob have a click, and that's fine. That's exactly what it is.
No, we don't have a click.
It's like a click in high school.
No, we don't have a click.
What do you mean you don't have a click? Of course you have a click.
This is not a click.
Of course it's a click.
This is not a click.
What's wrong with a click?
Here's the thing with
why would a click be a bad thing?
Because
why would a click be bad?
A click is a group. As I recall back to high school, a click is a group.
Buzz Dictionary, if you will.
Okay. A click is a group that forms and does not want others, looks down on others, thinks, I don't want others in my group.
Two people does not a click make, I
click,
think.
Click, click, click.
Mike, do you know the handshake?
Click, 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 click.
Hey, this ain't no click.
No.
Although you might find some internet sites.
Click, click.
That would indicate otherwise. But it's, what's it say, Buzz? Because really, now we're late for the break.
A small, exclusive group of people.
Bingo.
Well,
click, click, click.
But does two people make a group?
Sure.
What was it again, Buzz? Give me it again, please.
A small, exclusive group of people.
More than one person
is a
group.
But I would say exclusive is the action word there. Exclusive is totally subjective.
Who's
to say what's exclusive?
I just don't consider it a negative term.
Click.
I was on a click.
Also known as a coterie.
But I'm not in a click with Rob.
You don't like click, do you? You don't like that word.
No, well, what you're implying is that it's some type of, like, secret organization, or even not secret, just like a gang, or just... No, it's not a
click. No, I'm not implying it's a secret organization or a gang.
Others could say that you and I have a click.
In a way, we do.
Click.
In certain regards, we kind of do.
Wow.
Click, click, click.
Now, why are you getting upset?
I'm not upset.
You're saying, wow. What? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Because I don't think that I wouldn't describe my relationship with Rob as being in a click.
Mike, you'll never get in if you make him upset.
I don't want to get in.
This guy.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
See ya.
Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, we're going to break now, okay?
Yep.
All right. So, you had a good weekend? How's your mom?
She is terrific.
How's your sister?
My sister was great. I got along well with my family like I haven't in quite some time. I had a good weekend. And really, I don't want to disturb the click.
Click,
Rob.
Click, click, click.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
Why do people hate me? I'm so misunderstood.
Why?
Why waste your time hating me?
Bill O'Reilly. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekdays noon to 2 on 106.7 WJFK.
Want to see the Redskins play at FedEx Field this week? Well, thanks to Independence Air, you can enter to win two of the best seats in the house. They've installed comfy leather seats in front row at midfield. Visit FlyEye.com to enter. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter. Void where prohibited. Other restrictions apply. See FlyEye.com for official rules.
And now, back to the awards.
And the award for Best Value in Broadband goes to Bobby Elmer for Verizon Online DSL.
Woo! Woo! Thanks. Wow. I'd like to thank my parents for letting me switch services and Josh for laughing at my dial-up connection.
Sign up for super fast Verizon Online DSL with MSN Premium for as low as $29.95 a month. And you could win two tickets to the Grammys in L.A. February 13th. Plus, passes to the official Grammy Celebration After Party. You'll get a fast connection to the net and a chance to win other great prizes. Just sign up by December 31st.
And finally, Verizon Online DSL for showing me, a regular guy from Toledo, a better, faster world. Thank you!
Call 1-800-PICK-DSL or visit Verizon.com/PICK-DSL to get it for $29.95 a month.
Verizon. Make progress every day.
$29.95 monthly price available with a qualifying Verizon package. $12.95 shipping and handling fee and other restrictions apply. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Offer subject to change. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes entry. See Verizon.net/Grammys.